Blog Talk Radio.
This is Prophet David Howard Jr. I'm back.
Been a long time, yo.
You want to know why? Listen. This is why y'all ain't heard from me. I tried to make one yesterday, but my phone mysteriously was blocked. Big question mark. This is Rockwell you're hearing. Rockwell was ahead of his time with this. People will say you're paranoid when you say, somebody got my phone tapped. Somebody watching me. I just feel like somebody watching me sometimes. And that's the way you feel sometimes. You feel like somebody's watching you. The yellow, I like to call it the yellow folks, they'll say that you're crazy. Because they dismiss everything by saying you're crazy. Man, you're crazy. Something wrong with you, man. Ain't nobody watching you. Who are you? But you have the COINTELPRO, which had Malcolm X and Martin Luther King on their watch list. I did some research a while back after some mysterious things were going on with me. Some guy in Norway wrote a commentary on me telling people not to listen to me. And so after he did so, I began to do some research on that forum that I was on because they basically banned me from the forum. And I come to find out that they were connected to the COINTELPRO. Now, you leave it to your average newscast, your average watchdog group, and they would swear that the COINTELPRO no longer exists. But I had credible sources, and I did some intense research, and I found out that they had me on their list. Yep, little old me. Little old me, y'all. Let's put the song back on. Little old me, COINTELPRO, watchdog list. They were watching. Because some of the things that I talk about, are controversial. I'll admit that myself. I talk about religion all the time. I talk about how that the religions of the world are all connected. And when it's all said and done, you'll see that I'm right. They're watching us. They're watching us through Instagram. They're watching us through Twitter. See what you like, what makes you tick, who you know, where you be. And you all fall for it. You tell them your every move. You put your pictures and your babies on there. And just recently in Sweden, a company introduced some technology that shows us that the mark of the beast is the truth. They're making their workers wear or have embedded under their skin RFID chips. Stuff is real, yo. You can ignore me all you want. You can go to the little fake preacher's church all you want. But this stuff is real. You can say whatever you want about me. But Sweden alone just proved what I be saying and what many other people like me have been telling you. I know you want to trust the government. I get all that. But the government can't be trusted. There's darkness is at work. Everybody that you see is not a human being like you. Remember the Anunnaki, the Watchers shape-shifted. They knew the secrets of DNA. They know the secrets, so it's nothing for them to take upon themselves a form and look like one of us. Yes, sir. Nothing. Nothing for them to do it. Tell me, is it just a dream? Tell me that the things that we read in the Bible, that we sleep, and that they're not true, it's all a fairy tale, all a myth. The Sweden just told us it's not, y'all. The Swedish company, for those of you who don't know, decided to give its workers computer chips under their skin instead of ID cards. The chips are called RFID or radio frequency identification chips. Their excuse is that these chips enable them to open doors and use photocopies. Even at my job, same technology at work. You need a thumbprint to buy chips out of the vending machine. My previous job, you needed a fingerprint or a thumbprint just to clock in. See, when you're a true believer, you're already watching out for this. Darkness cannot blind your mind because it is renewed. You do not conform to this world as you are instructed in Romans 12:2. Now, 1 Timothy 4:1 says, now the Spirit speaks expressly, in the latter time some shall depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of death. And when they give heed to those seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, they leave themselves open to those watchers. You know, the ones that kind of turn against the Most High and hate us because they feel it's our fault. They can't go back to the kingdom they once lived in and once loved. What is the devil's doctrine? They say doctrine of devils. So what is this devil's doctrine that he's talking of? Do whatever you will. You hear preachers now, I'm under grace. I'm sure Eddie Long thought he was under grace when he was having sex with them boys. And a lot of these preachers, I'm sure they do. They think they're under grace. They're untouchable. They could do whatever they want. You can't do whatever you want. The Messiah made that clear. He said he'll tell some, depart from me. I never knew you. Never knew you. You're fake. You're phony. You've been masquerading as a belief that he never knew a lot of us who claim to be saved. See, the tares and the wheat are growing together. I don't want them to grow together in my church. I want it all to be wheat. But sometimes you just got to deal with it. So you got people saying, I'm under grace. It doesn't matter. It does matter. So what happens? We see so-called believers having premarital and extramarital sexual activity. Because in their mind, they think that they can be close to the Most High who hates sin and is pure. Homosexuals always use this grace thing, this grace teaching, which is a doctrine of the devil if misunderstood. And then they run around the church. But the Most High is saying, boy, sit down somewhere and let me purify you. They sing in choirs and everything. Get you a wife or be absent. Step up or step off. That's all it is to it. You think he's putting up with your foolishness because he ain't saying much. They're going to judge you, boy. Keep acting like you're a girl. That judgment is coming. If you are saved, your lifestyle will be forever changed. And guess what? If you're a true believer that covers all the true issues going on in the earth today, guess what? You hear the song. They're going to watch you. They're going to figure out a way to get you out of the way if you ever become impactful in the world. Especially if you pray a lot, read the scripture, meditate. See, you got to understand. Let me go to 2 Timothy. Let me just go to it real quick. We got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to keep playing this song in the background. When it goes off, I'm going to play it again because you need to understand something. Rockwell was right. If you are about something, if you are going to make an impact in this earth, then you best believe that they're watching your every move. But if you are a fake, phony hypocrite, don't worry about it. This song is not planned for you. This message is not for you. They ain't worried about no hypocrite. You're not a threat to them. And I don't care if you got 10,000 members. If you a fake, the homosexual preacher, they're not worried about you. You ain't no threat to them. Like he said, Paul said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itch and ears. So you can argue with me all day. I know that my word that I be teaching is coming from the Most High. You can argue with me. That's fine. You ain't going to make me think that I'm a false preacher. You ain't going to change my mind about what the Most High showed me. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Slot machines, money cometh now. Yeah, you should use the positive confession with faith in your heart. But it's going to take more than that for anything that you're seeking for. It's going to take more than just a positive confession. You're going to have some faith. You're going to have some faith. If you're trying to enter into the kingdom of the Most High, you have to have some faith. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Ain't going to be no rapture. That's false. I'll debate anybody any day on that. I know where that teaching comes from. It's pure false. It's not real. That's just not a true teaching. But you can believe it. I can't tell you what to believe. All I can do is try to help you learn the truth. That's why this is called Truth of Consequences. See, you can confess money all day. And I want to talk to you preachers with this comment. If you have no money, get a job. You can preach. You can keep preaching. But if people ain't giving to you like that, they're not giving to you like that, you got a family, you got grandkids, stuff like that, you need to go back to work. Some of you say, well, I'm too old to work. You better think of something, man. You need to stop being kooky and foolish. You can preach 7 to 2 and work 3 to 11. The scripture says godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that now is and that which is to come. See, darkness will and have been using technology to get people to turn away from the Most High. This is how they get their propaganda across to us. Radio, computer, telephone, cell phone. They use stuff, like I say, the CIA controls Instagram, they control Facebook, they control Twitter. Central Intelligence Agency. This is how they learn about you. Did you not watch The Dark Knight? Did you see on The Dark Knight where he had the tap on all the phones and they could hear everybody's conversation at the same time? Somebody watching you. Oh, I forgot. Some of y'all ain't got nothing to worry about. You fine. In fact, I would go here. If the only book that you research is the Bible, you're going to miss a lot. See, they're not worried about that. They don't want you to teach people about that book of Enoch. They don't want you to teach people about the Illuminati. They want you to think that all of this stuff is fake. And they want you to believe that all these wars are real. And all these preachers are from God, even though some of them are MK Ultra. They want you to believe that they're from God. So I'm going to close with that. If you want to help us pay for Blog Talk, pay for some of the projects we're doing in ministry, you can mail any gifts in to Prophet David Howard Jr., 835 East Lamar Boulevard, number 214, Arlington, Texas, 76011. I have a project I'm doing for as many black people as we can reach, depending on our resources. We want to have our own reparations. Help us do it. And keep tuning in to see exactly what it is that we're getting ready to do. It's the reason why they're watching us. It's the reason why I wasn't able to put that on. Just go listen to the message that I tried to do yesterday. Complete failure. Phone block, audio failure, just didn't work. But those of you that will tune in to this, I'd like to thank you. And next broadcast, have a question and an answer. I'll give you an overview of some of the things we believe, and then we'll do a question and answer. So be looking out for that, and I thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a good day.